B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Sixers back today. The NBA back today following the All-Star break. They'll be facing the Nets. It's a home game, so we should all be happy about that. It's an 8 o'clock tip, so it's nationally televised. So it's a good day, a great day to return for the Philadelphia 76ers for the last 27 regular season games to try to make that push to climb up in the Eastern Conference standings. Hopefully, at least they can get home court advantage in the first round. We hope. They're not that far off from the Heat. Just a game and a half back. 4.5 back of the Celtics, which is doable. It's not crazy. It's not easy, but it's doable. So the Sixers now are about to embark on this journey of the final 27 regular season games to try to get up in the Eastern Conference to really make a push in the playoffs. Because we know how this team's worked this year. 25-2 at home this year. 25-2 at home this season. Incredible, right? You hear that, you think they're top three in the East. No, because they're 9-19 on the road. So there are a lot of things that the Sixers have to try to do, have to try to accomplish in these last 27 games for them to really make a push in the playoffs and for us as Sixers fans to really feel confident with this team. So today, when we talk about the Sixers, I want to see just exactly what you need to see down this stretch. Because there's a lot of things, right? But I want to know what's top on your list. It's not, oh, Sixers winning all 27 games. No, that can't be an answer. But what can be an answer, and this is what I talked about a little bit yesterday, is seeing a stretch where the Sixers can go 8-2 in 10 games. Because all season long, I've been looking at it as 10-game intervals, right? And they started 7-3 to start the season. They went 7-3 in that second 10-game interval. Since then, they haven't even come close to 7-3. Well, they've come close. They've gone 6-4 a few times. But I want to see an 8-2 10-game interval for the Sixers to close out the season at some point. Maybe a 9-1. Maybe you get crazy and let's say 10-0. Because there are games in this stretch where the Sixers should be able to win. And we've talked about it at length. The second easiest schedule for the remainder of the season throughout the entire NBA. You have a couple of tough games in there. The two games out west in LA, Lakers and Clippers. You got to face the Bucks two more times. The first time being in Milwaukee, that's this Saturday. But now you begin this journey where the Sixers can go through a schedule where it's easier teams, below 500 teams. You're facing a lot of teams at home, a lot of home games for the Sixers to close out the season. And that's a good thing, right? Because they're 25-2. So you could give that as an answer. You can tell me that you just need to see them beat the Bucks, or you just need to see them beat the Clippers again or the Lakers again. Because that's something that I held on to a lot during the season. During the season, I kept on bringing up how, yeah, I know that they lost to the Hawks, and I know that they lost to this team and this poor team, and I know they looked bad against this team. But I held on to the 3-0 start against the Celtics before losing that fourth game, the season finale matchup with the Celtics. I looked at the Christmas Day game against the Bucks. I looked at that Clippers game just last week. And I held on to those kinds of games saying, okay, look what they can do when they're playing the best of the best in their conference and in the NBA. They beat the Lakers at one point earlier this season. They can beat any team, in my opinion, in the NBA. But we know how inconsistent this team is, and that's something that bothers the majority of Sixers fans, if not all Sixers fans. So what I want to talk about today, because we're about to begin the final 27 games, that push for the Sixers to try to climb the Eastern Conference standings, which they can, right? You get nervous when you hear them that they're in the fifth seed, but they're just a game and a half back of the fourth seed, and the third seed is in reach. But what I want to talk about today is what do you need to see? What's the biggest thing that you need to see? Whether it's Joel Embiid being in shape, whether it's Ben Simmons continuing to be aggressive, what is the biggest thing that you need to see out of the Sixers during this final 27-game stretch for you to be confident going into the playoffs? Because as I said a lot yesterday, they're going to make the playoffs. They're 10 games ahead of the Magic, who are the 8th seed. There's no way the Sixers are going to miss out on making the playoffs. But what is it that you need to see going into the playoffs for you to say, wow, this team's got it. This team has a chance. This team's not going to get bounced in the first round. This team's not going to get bounced in the second round. This team can get to the Eastern Conference Finals and can really make a push for the NBA Finals. What is it that you need to see? But you can also say this. There's no way in hell that they even get past the first round. Or there's no way in hell they get past the second round. Because right now, as it stands, they face the Heat. And Miami has the home court advantage. And the Heat have owned the Sixers this season. If it finishes this way, where the Sixers are the 5 seed, and they have to travel to Miami to start the first round of the playoffs, how are you feeling about that? I'm sure there's a lot of people that would say they're not going to even get out of the first round. I think that's wrong, because I still think that they can climb up. And even if they do face the Heat, I think ultimately the Sixers can win that series, but it'll be tough. So you can tell me, yeah, I don't buy it. I don't believe in this team. I think they're going to be done early. But what is it that you need to see during these last 27 games for you to say, wow, this team can actually really make a push from going from the 5th seed to maybe even the 3 seed? And not only that, they can actually go deep into the playoffs. 610-632-0975. Also, not official yet, but it's pretty damn close. It looks like there's going to be some new NFL stuff coming our way. A new 17-game schedule. Not a 17-week schedule, 17-game schedule. Where there will be, I'm sure, a double bye. I don't know if that was a part of it. But right now, the new CBA, it looks like it's going to be agreed upon that the NFL will have a 17-game schedule. So every team will play one more game during the regular season. The other thing, and I know a lot of people don't like this, including Tyler Zuli, who's producing the show today. He told me he didn't like it when I walked in. I refused to hear his thoughts because I don't want to do the show before the show, so I'll find out his as you'll find out his. They're going to add an extra team in the playoffs. They're going to add one more team. It's going to be another wild card team because you're still going to have your division winners, but instead of 2 wild card teams, it's going to be 3 wild card teams. And that also means now that there's going to be 7 teams in the playoffs per conference, instead of having 2 teams with a first round bye, there's only going to be 1 team with a first round bye. And I'm telling you this right now. From the human element, I hate the fact that there's an extra game because these guys get so beat up. And I know that there's a conversation about having a double bye, so they'll have that extra week of recovery during the regular season. But let's face it, you can talk to any NFL player, and they're going to tell you, yeah, the bye week's great. But as soon as that next game comes, my body's in pain again. So from the human element, I hate that there's going to be an extra game in the regular season. But for the playoff format, I'm going to tell you this. I love it. I love that there will be an extra game on Saturday of Wild Card Weekend. I love that there's going to be an extra game on that Sunday of Wild Card Weekend. There's now going to be 3 games on that Saturday, 3 games on that Sunday. So I love that notion of it. But the thing that I love the most is the one team that can get the first round bye. And the reason why I say that is because now every week, and of course the old cliche, every week matters. Every week matters. And there's not going to be really a week 17 where I feel like teams are going to be resting players. There's always going to be that dominant team that could go, in this case, because there's 17 games, 14-3 or 15-2. But how often do we see the NFL regular season where there are 2 teams that are battling for the 1st and 2nd seed, and there's that team that's finishing in the 3rd seed that has a chance? How many times do we see that? We see it all the time. We just saw it last year with the Seahawks and the 49ers coming down the stretch. But now it's battling even more for that one seed because that one seed is the only team that's going to have that first round bye. And we all know how important the first round bye is in the NFL playoffs. It's usually one of the top 2 seeds that move on toward the Super Bowl. But now it's even more important to be the best team of your conference, to have that first round bye, because nobody else gets it. There's only one team in the NFC, one team in the AFC. So I love the notion that there's only one team that will have a bye. I love that there's going to be 3 games on the wild card weekend on both Saturday and Sunday. And I'll be honest, I like that there's going to be one more team added in. I like that there's going to be a mediocre team added in. It makes things easier for that two seed, right, that loses the bye, but that two seed has to face, they get to face a mediocre team for the most part. But sometimes that mediocre team can make a little noise. We just saw with the Tennessee Titans a little bit. They were 9-7 coming into the playoffs. They did a pretty damn good job in the playoffs, beating the New England Patriots. I like that there's going to be another game. I want to hear how football fans feel about that today. Plus, you can also think, all right, that gives an extra chance for the Eagles to make it into the playoffs if they're not winning the division that year. Three wild card teams. We see it happen all the time. There's always those two teams that are coming down in the final week that are making the push for the wild card, that second wild card team. Now you're going to have three, and I love it. So I'm going to get Tyler's thoughts coming up, 610-632-0975. Do you like the new NFL playoff format? It's going to be 17 games in the regular season. I don't know about the double bye yet, but we'll find out about that. But it's going to be 17 games in the regular season, plus the new playoff format. There's an extra wild card team, and now only one team in each conference will have the first round bye. I actually like that. I think it adds more intrigue toward going down the stretch, who's fighting for that number one overall seed. There's going to be a lot of important matchups in the Week 16 and Week 17 games, and I'm excited for that. And then for the Sixers, they have 27 games left. 27 games to tell themselves that they belong. 27 games left to figure out the rotation. 27 games left to figure out if Brett Brown is the coach or not. Well, the playoffs will figure that out. But 27 games. Sounds like a big number, but really it's not. And you're right behind the Heat, just a game and a half back of the Heat. Just 4.5 back of the Celtics. What do you need to see from the Sixers in these remaining 27 games for you to say, yes, this team does have a chance to go deep into the playoffs. This is the team that I expected to see when the regular season was just about to tip off, when we had championship expectations, or at least Eastern Conference Finals expectations? What do you see? What do you need to see during these last 27 games? 610-632-0975. Keith Pompey will join the show at 11:20. We're going to talk some Sixers. We'll talk about the rotation, you name it. We're going to get into all things Sixers with Keith later on at 11:20. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Cuz, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
1021, 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas filling in for the Cuz. He's out sick. We got Sixers basketball back tonight. Sixers and Nets, thank God. I was like, this last week has been such a long week. Because we've been so focused on the Sixers this season. And we talked about it yesterday, Tyler. We talked about how we've acted like every game has been an Eagles game this season. All 55 Sixers games this season have been 55 Eagles games where we react like crazy the night before. Right? We're getting ready for the game. We're getting all excited. And then when they win or lose, we then react to that win or loss. Crazy. As if it was a football game. Because it's been a full week of no Sixers, I've been bored out of my mind lately. So Tyler's really producing the show today. Let's start with the Sixers topic. What is it that you need to see the next 27 games? And I think one of your answers is going to be consistency. I know that for a fact.
That's the word. Yep.
What do you need to see the next 27 games for you to at least have confidence with this team going into the playoffs?
I need to see, and you're right, consistency is my big thing. I need to see the correct rotation be put together.
Okay.
And I can't give them too much grief if it's still kind of in the works over the next couple of games, you know, whether it's Robinson starting or Thybulle starting and you know, mix and match, and you've got those two new pieces to kind of figure things out. But by the fifth or sixth game, I expect to see some semblance of a consistent rotation. This guy is starting. This guy is your sixth guy. Everybody fills in from there. Because you talked about it yesterday. When we get to the point when it's playoff time, this has to be a 9-man rotation.
Yes.
Maybe 10, but probably 9. So I need to see that rotation be consistently ready by about the one-third mark of the 27 games.
Yeah, so Anthony last week was talking about how he has a feeling, right, that the Sixers will really hone in on their rotation within the next like 15 to 20 games. And it's going to be almost like a playoff game every single night for them, where they actually, they're not going to go deep into onto their bench. It's going to be nine guys like you just talked about, maybe 10, depending on the score, depending on the situation, depending if Furkan Korkmaz is hot or not. So the next 20 games, maybe the next 15 games, we're going to really see a shorter rotation, almost like a playoff-like team, before the final seven games of the season when you're just trying to get ready, get healthy, and get back to back into shape, ready for the playoffs. So I get what you're saying, and it's a great answer. And part of the conversation today is whether or not, or what's the biggest thing you need to see out of the Sixers in these last 27 games to make you feel confident come playoff time. And the number again is 610-632-0975. That's a great answer. My biggest thing is continuing to see Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid playing well together. Because we saw it the first 2 years, right? Like, for people to just completely wipe off the first 2 years, you go to Pro Basketball Reference and you delete the first 2 years of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid together, you're wrong to do that. But you are right to say that it's been weird this season. It's been at times where the two of them just don't look like they are mixing well on the court. And it's fair to say when Joel Embiid was hurt that Ben Simmons played at a different level. In a good way, right? In a positive way. It's fair to say all that. But it's not fair to completely wash away the first two seasons that they played together where they won 52 games and they got to the second round of the playoffs. But my biggest thing, these next 27 games, because you're going to win with those two stars. Those are your two star players. If you're going to do anything come playoff time, those guys have to be balling out. Those guys have to be averaging close to 20 points and beat high, more than 20 points. I need him around 25 to 30 come playoff time. But around that 20-point mark, Joel Embiid's averaging a double-double with rebounds. Ben Simmons close to a triple-double. I need to see that game in and game out during this next 27-game stretch come playoff time to make me feel confident that this team can do something come playoff time. And I get it. Playoff defenses, it's totally different. It's harder for Ben Simmons come playoff time because he doesn't have a jump shot. But if you can give me some sense of confidence that those two guys are back to playing well together, then I'm going to feel good come playoff time. Now, the other conversation is the playoff format. It's the new CBA. It's 17-game schedule. Let's start with the 17 games. And again, as the in the human element, I don't like it because it's an extra game where these guys' bodies get messed up. But do you like that you're going to have an extra week of football? Take your human element out of it.
Yeah, you know, I think even taking the human element out of it, and this is something that you and I did discuss before the show started, I love football. I know that this new extra game is more for guys like Anthony who are always football first. And that's great. But for me, I don't think I need another week of regular season football because my question is, they're considering eliminating the fourth preseason game, which means to me that they're going to add that to the front end of the schedule, which means I would imagine week one starts a week earlier. I would think.
Yeah, you would think, unless they give you them 2 weeks before. No. So
what I'm saying is it would start in the last week of August would be the first regular season.
No, you know what
game.
I would think is I think they push back the preseason. Like, I think instead of, so normally when week two would be of the preseason, that's when week one's going to be. Because football starts around Labor Day. Like, that's how it's been
so
forever.
So what I'm saying to you is even if they do that, it's still the same amount of games. It just determines is one a preseason and is one a regular season.
Right.
So are you pushing the end of the season back 1 week and we make the Super Bowl the second Sunday in February, or are we starting the season a week earlier and the regular season week number one is the final week in August? Because if that's the case, I don't know about you. I'm not ready for football in the final week of August.
Yeah, I'm still enjoying my time on the beach, right?
Exactly. You still have Labor Day to think of. Quite possibly baseball still in full swing. I don't know how a lot of people feel. There's a lot of people that are football all the time.
Right.
But I don't get into the swing of the NFL season truly until like the third week.
Yeah, I get that. Now, I'm ready for week one, but I think what they do is they'll end up pushing it back a week because we've been talking about this whole President's Day thing for years, right? And how that Monday when everybody is off, that should be Super Bowl Sunday. Because if that's Super Bowl Sunday, then everybody's off the following day at work. The only people that are working are us in the radio talking about the game. So I think that's what it will... I mean, that would be, to me, the smart move is to push it back an extra week. So now, I have a feeling you don't like the playoff format. You don't like the extra team.
I don't. You know, and it's the same argument that I have with the college football playoff. It waters things down. And here's my main concern with it. I just looked this one up. Since 2010, and this comes from Twitter. I didn't actually do this research. I appreciate the person that did. Since 2010... there would have been 6 8-win teams added to the playoffs, 9 9-win teams, and 4 10-win teams. One of those teams being the Mark Sanchez Eagles. Right. If you look at 8-win teams across the board, like even take last year's 8-win Steelers, they would be the next playoff team up. Were they good enough? Did you see anything from that Steelers team at all this season?
I mean, they had that stretch when they brought in Minkah Fitzpatrick, and all of a sudden, apparently one player made that huge difference, but they were riddled with injuries, too, at the same time last year. I get what you're saying. Like, now you're going to have an extra mediocre team, but now you have an extra week or an extra game, because now you're going to do 3 games on that wild card Saturday, 3 games on that wild card Sunday, which to me, I'm excited about. Now you do the early, the midday, and the nighttime game, which I like. And then also, I like it, to me, it's more intriguing to have only one bye. I like that there's only one team that can get the bye. You need to be the best of the best of your conference in order to get that first round bye. And it's no longer two. I like that part of it.
And see, I got to disagree with that. And I don't believe in adding the team, but I do believe in rewarding success. There's been so many times, this year included, where a 13-3 team did not get a bye. So now you're taking the potential of taking away 2 teams.
Yes.
That have 13. How can you justify that?
You got to be 15-2. You got to be 16-1.
That's
now,
like,
that it's a 17 game schedule.
You're putting almost insane and you're putting it back to like 2 college football teams in the playoff. And that's it.
Yes.
So that's setting a precedent that I think is almost unattainable.
That's going to make the last 4 weeks, more last 3 weeks. It's always fascinating the last couple of weeks, the last month of the season, but now it just adds even more to it because I mean, you just look at last year. So the Saints were 13-3, the Packers were 13-3, the Niners were 13-3. And because of head-to-head records, the Niners and the Packers were the two teams with the first round bye, and the Saints were not. And then we saw the Saints get eliminated. Now it's only one team that can get it. And these teams, when they have that one game matchup, and the NFL is going to be smart with the scheduling, they're going to figure out what teams they believe will probably be in the running for that first round bye. You're going to have to at some point have them play each other during the regular season. There's always that team that comes out of nowhere. Like the 49ers were kind of a surprise team to go 13-3 and get to the Super Bowl. They were a bit of a surprise. They're a good team. We knew that. But 13-3 and the first overall seed, that was something crazy. But now the NFL is going to have to be smart with their scheduling to know, all right, 49ers, Packers, these are the two teams that could be playing for this one seed. We got to at some point put them facing each other during the regular season.
So with that being said, I've got 2 questions for you. The first pertaining to the 17th game. We know how schedules are broken down. You play your division twice.
Mm-hmm.
You play where you match up against the other division opponents in your conference.
Right.
So the Eagles would play the other division winners next year, the rest of one NFC division and one AFC division. Where does this added game come
from? That's a good question because you can't play another team twice that's outside of your division.
Right.
It's almost going to have to be like a random thing.
So you're going to have to put this thing into like a random computer generator and hope it spits you out 15 matchups that are unique.
Well, it wouldn't be 15 because it would still be what you
or
just...
16, I'm sorry.
But it would still be what you just said. It's just you're adding an extra game. So you're going to have to get all the teams that you're not already playing, not your division opponents twice, not the division that you face in the NFC plus the division winners and then the AFC teams. It's going to be one extra team. So of those last, I don't know what the number would be, let's just say 10. Of those last 10 teams, you put that into the computer generator and it spits out one team and that's who you're facing.
Well, and here comes the argument to that is, so obviously most of the time, you know, you can't determine how good the AFC East is going to be.
Right.
You know, so you play the AFC East, but everyone in your division plays the AFC East.
Yes.
Everyone in your division plays the competitive balance schedule of where you finished the year prior. What is to help or deter a team? Let's say the Eagles go 13-4 next season, right? And then the following year they draw Detroit, who went 4-13.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Cowboys, let's say they go 11-6, and they draw, I don't know, the Atlanta Falcons, who are also 11-6. How can you balance that? Like, what gives the Eagles a terrible team when the Cowboys, who had a worse record, play a better team?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's really going to be tough to determine who that 17th game is.
It's almost like it's just luck of the draw. Maybe that's what you do. I don't know. I mean, that's a good question, because you have to find a way to play that. Who is it that you're playing that one extra game with? But again, it can't be the same team twice,
also,
unless it's in your division.
Also, I just got a text. It's a great point. How do you determine who gets the home game?
That's another good question.
It's the text, right. You might need a neutral site.
Unless it's a London thing.
Oh, that'd be brutal.
Yeah. It may be a London thing, and maybe you're right, a neutral site. Yeah, I mean, that's why at first, when I thought about expanding the schedule, it would have to be two more games, because now you're going to have one more home game, one more road game.
Right.
That's a good question. I mean, the NFL, they obviously know what they're doing. They're adding the extra game. They know what they're doing. I like the new playoff format, but there is a lot of different hoops that they have to jump through. So I want to know, 610-632-0975, whether or not you like this new addition to the NFL. It's going to be one more extra regular season game. It's going to be one team having a playoff first round bye. And now there will be an extra playoff team added. So there's going to be seven teams in the playoffs as opposed to six, one team with the first round bye. I love the idea of just one team with the first round bye. But yeah, there are some problems with the scheduling, because now they're going to have to figure out, like Tyler just said, is it a home game, an extra road game, or is it a neutral site? So 610-632-0975 plus. On the Sixers, the question, we have the poll going on at 975 middays, and of course the poll of the day is brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can, with emergency HVAC. Repair service available 7 days a week and special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com today. The question at 975 middays. Will the Sixers play well enough in their final 27 games to give you confidence for a deep playoff push? I am actually surprised with the answers, Tyler. 70% are saying yes, and 30% are saying no. I'm surprised there's that many people that are saying yes, because the constant rightful bitching and moaning of the Sixers team that we've heard all season long, for people to say that, for 70% of people to say yes, that they're going to give me confidence that they're going to make a deep playoff push within these next 27 games, I'm surprised at the amount of people saying yes.
Yeah, I have to tend to agree with the 30% of people there. Until I'm proven otherwise, I've got nothing to go off of.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because you're probably smarter than me to say to not just use the Clippers game. Because the Clippers game, to me, built a lot of confidence because it was the first time that this rotation played together. But at the same time, it was at home, where the Sixers have been incredible at home. The Sixers have to prove that they can play on the road during this final stretch. They have to improve this 9-19 road record that they have this season. Like I said at the top of the show, I need to see Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid really play well together to shut up a lot of people that say these two guys can't play together. Now, I've never said that, but I do have that dark fear, as I've talked to multiple times during the show. I need them to really prove to me that they are ready to play with one another down this home stretch. Tyler Zuli said he just needs to see consistency, and that's why I'm going to guess you would say no on the poll, right, Tyler? You would probably vote no, because
Correct. We
haven't seen a consistent Sixers team all season long. Eric tweets in, Brett Brown is still the coach, so no. They won't go anywhere with him wasting another season of top talent. This Brett Brown thing. He's not going to get fired middle of the season. He's not going to get fired now, 27 games left. But if they don't go deep in the playoffs, yeah, he's gone. It's going to happen if they don't go deep in the playoffs. Mike Robbins tweets in any other league, I'd have serious doubts, but the NBA regular season is literally the most irrelevant regular season in all of sports and means nothing come playoff time. Partly agree, partly don't. Because if you're the eighth seed, you got into the playoffs because of what you did in the regular season. But you're not going to win come playoff time.
Yeah, I think I don't think that it's totally the most irrelevant, because
right.
I think the NHL's regular season is more so.
Yeah, because if you get in as the eighth seed, you have a chance of winning.
You got a good shot. I mean, these are good teams that get in. You've seen it how the Kings did it. You know, the Flyers and Devils were the seven, or Flyers and Canadians, excuse me, were the seven and eight seed when they went to the Eastern Conference Final. It happens.
Yeah, it happens. And in the NBA, you have to be one of the top three seeds. I don't even want to go four. The only reason why I go four is because of what LeBron James did a few years ago with the Cleveland Cavaliers and getting to the NBA Finals. But for the most part, you have to be one of the top three seeds, and three is a stretch in the NBA. Three is a stretch. It may be different in the Western Conference because of how talented the Western Conference is. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't want to say that the regular season is totally irrelevant because, yeah, I think the Sixers can turn it on come playoff time. But we also know how well they play at home as opposed to on the road. And if they get to the fifth seed, if they finish as the fifth or sixth seed because the Pacers are right behind them too, I don't know. I'm not feeling that great come playoff time. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones and talk to Greg in Downingtown. Greg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the new, you know, if they add a regular season game to the NFL, I feel like they would either have to break it down by record for who gets that, you know, home game or away, you know?
So what you're saying is you would put that game week 17 or week 18, because if you have the bye, and then that would determine whoever has the better record would have the home game?
Would have the home game, or it would just take off each year. You would have home or you would be away.
I think the second way would be more plausible. The first way would not be, and I only say that because of ticket sales and all that stuff. If you're tied going into week 16, and then all of a sudden, let's say the Eagles would be facing, let's just throw out there the Cardinals, and they have the same record, and then the Eagles have the better record. Now all of a sudden you have to go, oh guys, you have to get ready, Lincoln Financial ready for this week 17 matchup because they're now going to be playing one another. Like yeah, I think that would have to be predetermined. You can't do wait until the end of the season to figure it out.
So the only way to keep it fair would be to play one year at home, and then the next year you play away.
Yeah, I think that would be the best thing. Now, Greg, how do you feel about the playoff format? Do you like that it's an extra team now added to it, and do you like that there's only one team with the bye?
Oh, yeah, I think it's definitely better because it just makes it more competitive. I mean, I think it's good for the game. I mean, we needed something new. Been the same for the longest time, and who wants more preseason games anyway?
Well, nobody wants more preseason games, Greg, and I appreciate the call. My only thing is, I feel like the NFL is already pretty much perfect. The reason why I never wanted to change it to begin with, now again, I like the new playoff format, but the reason why I never really wanted to change it to begin with was because I thought the NFL was already perfect. Like, the MLB needs changes. The NBA, the NHL, to me, needs changes. The NFL, I get people don't like the penalties and all that stuff, but in terms of the schedule, I think it's perfect.
It hasn't been that long since changes have been made. People tend to forget that changes were made in 2002 when the Houston Texans came into the league.
Yes.
I mean, 18 years is a decent chunk of time, but it hasn't been 40.
Right.
Like we may feel.
Yeah, you said, oh, it's been so long.
It's only been 18 years.
And plus, it's been a pretty damn good 18 years, in my opinion.
I would agree.
I kind of didn't want to mess with the NFL as it is, but like you said, not just people like Anthony, because Anthony loves football. Here's the deal. We talk about maybe not wanting an extra regular season game. You know what we're all going to do? Week 17, week 18, whatever week it's going to be. We're going to watch. And we're going to watch not just the Eagles. We're going to watch the other two, the Thursday night game. We're going to watch the Saturday games that are going on at that time. We're going to watch the Sunday night game. We're going to watch the Monday game if they're still playing Mondays at that point. We're still going to watch those games, even though we may be bitching and moaning, saying we don't want another regular season game. It's already exhausting. No, you're going to watch. And it's not just going to be the Eagles game. You're going to watch all the games that are playing that day. 610-632-0975. So do you like this new NFL format? Read up on it a little bit, and we'll talk about it. I want to see if people like the extra regular season game, if they like the extra team in the playoff, if they like just one team getting the first round bye, which I actually really like. And plus, the Sixers, the last 27 games, are they going to give you enough? Are they going to show you enough to make you feel confident for this team going into the playoffs to actually make a deep push? Or are you going to go into the playoffs and be like, all right, I guess we'll see what happens? I think that they're going to do well enough. I have 20-7. 20-7. I talked about this with Anthony, I think, on Monday. I can see the Sixers going 20-7 to close out the regular season. And if they do that, I think they're now the fourth seed. They have a chance of being the third seed. And I'm feeling pretty damn good because that means they're winning both at home and on the road. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas filling for the Cubs right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
10:52, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Anthony out sick today. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. Sixers playing the Nets tonight. We have a great prize to give away today. I want to give it away to the best caller today. Of course, the number to get in is 610-632-0975. But we have a pair of Guns N' Roses tickets to give away today, and I know people were fired up about that. I gave them away last on Tuesday. But I have a pair of Guns N' Roses tickets. They're coming to Citizens Bank Park on July 8th. They got special guest Smashing Pumpkins for their North American tour. Go to Ticketmaster.com right now to purchase yours. But instead of purchasing them, you have a chance to win a pair today on the show just by calling in 610-632-0975. Best caller will win that. I'll be putting people in the mix all day if you give me a good call. And the two topics that are on the table. We got the new NFL format. Whether or not you like that there's going to be an extra game. Whether or not that you like that there's going to be an extra playoff team, which Tyler Zuli does not like because he does not want to add more mediocrity. When they're already, I get what Tyler's saying because there's already some mediocre teams that squeak into the playoffs. It happens. But now it's going to be even more mediocrity with an extra wild card team. But I could also add, I mean, Tyler, it could. I get it. You went through, what, the last 10 years? And it was all 9-7 teams, 8-8 teams?
Yeah.
You could get lucky, like you said, and have another good team.
Yeah, I mean, you could get a 10-win team in there. It's not out of the realm of possibility. It just, to me, you look at these teams and even 10-win teams, like that 10-6 Eagles team we always go back to.
Yep.
Were they really any good?
They're all right.
Or were they just totally fraudulent and Mark Sanchez stumbled into a playoff exit?
Yeah, I think Mark Sanchez stumbled into a playoff exit. But
you think about it, the 8-8 Steelers, the 9-7 Rams, all these teams, they don't do anything for me, and it really only affects one playoff matchup. So it basically moves the 2 to play the 7.
Yeah, so they're still kind of getting they're not getting a bye, obviously, because they're not resting their bodies an extra week, but they're still getting the easiest matchup that they could get, and because it's normally going to be an 8-8 team, a 9-7 team, whatever, it's just another week of football, another game of football during that wild card Saturday, during that wild card Sunday. That's something that I'm excited about, but the thing I'm excited about the most is just the one team having the playoff bye, so that's the thing that I am excited about the most. So do you like this new playoff format, this new NFL format that could be happening soon? It's not official, but it's pretty damn close. Adam Schefter put out a long story on ESPN.com last night, so you know if he's doing that it's pretty damn close. And then the Sixers. These last 27 regular season games, what do you need to see to feel confident going into the playoffs? And do you think that they will give you enough to feel confident going into the playoffs? I think that they will. I know they've been inconsistent all season long, but that Clippers game showed me something, and I feel pretty good, and I'm hoping that they can expand on that. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Corey in Westchester. Corey on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Yo, Corey, what's up?
Nothing much, man. So, I love the extra game. You got to love the extra game. You got to love more football. I see what you're saying with the Steelers and the Rams, but if you look at the Rams the year before, they were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
You look at teams like the Steelers, I mean, they get hot late, and anyone can win it if they sneak in. So, I mean, it's going to get confusing with the neutral site. I did have an idea on that. I know a lot of people hate the London games, but what if you had a Europe week or a travel week where you had 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, or 8 o'clock games? I know times will alter based off their time over there, but just games everywhere, whether it's Hawaii, Germany's a big American football fan, and then like Hawaii, London, Germany, everybody goes week 3 or week 4 because the bye weeks can get pushed back. Now everyone has a mutual site, and everyone has to do that long travel.
So you would want to do it all in the same week?
Yes. Everybody has to go somewhere.
Oh, I lost you. Keep call back, Corey. I'm sorry. Call back. Yes, I would like that entire week. That'd be kind of cool. I'd rather separate it. I'd rather not do it all at the same week, because part of I guess you could say the beauty, but part of the great aspect of having those games in different countries and the great footlong Foles tweeted in that it's obviously going to be a neutral site. And he also said that they're probably going to have games in Mexico, which they've been doing that in recent years. And he said maybe even Canada. And to Corey's point, it's going to be probably other countries as well. not immediately, but in years to come, maybe they start expanding a little bit more into Europe, as he brought up. I don't want to do it all the same week, though, because I want it to be like London week, and I want it to be Mexico week, and Canada week, and Germany week, and Lithuania week. Like, I want each week, each country to have like their week when it comes to that neutral site. The London part of it, that's going to be the majority of the games if it's outside of the United States. It's going to be London because they're already used to it. They're
and Mexico, already, probably. It's Mexico City as well.
Yeah, Mexico City's been doing that in recent weeks or years. We've been seeing the Raiders play there.
Assuming their field is playable.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems because there was a game that was pushed, what, 2 years ago maybe?
Yes.
Or they didn't play.
Yeah, they didn't play it there.
And then they ended up playing in L.A., they played, I think they played at the Rams Stadium, but it was like the Chargers and the Raiders. It may have been something like that. And the game got canceled because they couldn't play on that field. Like, you have to have a good field for these teams to play on. And of course, a lot of money would go into that if they're going to be doing it every single year. If this is determined that every single year these specific teams are going to be playing in specific areas, it's going to be a neutral site. It's like that's what it has to be. You can't have an extra home game. You can't have an extra road game. I don't think the NFL will allow that. The question is when. The question is where. And the other thing is, if you're going to do London for the most part, which they will because they already have that figured out, you have to bring back the 9 o'clock start, the 9 o'clock Eastern start. Because last year, I thought it was ridiculous that they had these London games, but they were at 1 o'clock. Like, here's the thing. That was one of the dumbest moves by the NFL to do that. Because I know that a lot of people don't like the London game, especially it takes away a home game from your fan base. Or it takes away a road game, which could be a good thing because you're on the road anyway. Both teams are on the road. But waking up at 9 o'clock on a Sunday and having football, like, I loved that. I remember doing that. I was doing a watch party at a casino. And everybody was there at 9 in the morning. It was packed because they wanted to see the Eagles play. I don't know. Like, I think that's kind of cool. Even if you are waking up at 10 o'clock and you got football on already. Like, I thought it was so dumb that they stopped doing the 9 a.m., but they still had the game in London, but at 1 o'clock. I thought that was dumb last year.
I got to ask you, Andrew. Did we wake up this morning and, like, switch personalities? Because, like, usually you're the get off my lawn kind of guy.
Yeah, I think
and
you did.
That's me today. Like, I hate the 9 a.m. start.
Why?
I don't want to get up that early.
You don't have to every week unless it's your team.
But you don't have to, but are we going to? Probably.
I won't find a way to wake up to watch Jaguars Bears, but if I wake up at 10:30 because I was up all night drinking and it's, oh my God, football's on. Yes. Let me have another beer.
So you're not gonna seek the game out. You're just going to watch it.
Unless it's my team or unless it's like a divisional opponent or a matchup that I really want to watch, which, let's face it, they're never going to have the marquee matchup out there.
Of course.
They're never going to do that. It's never going to be Eagles-Cowboys in London. That's never going to happen. But, I love the fact that it's a 9 a.m. game. And I was angry that last year they only had, I think, one. Because there was four games in London last year, and I'm pretty sure three of them were at 1 o'clock. And I thought that was just dumb.
I get it from their perspective, and I get it from what you're saying. I don't know. I just, the 9 a.m. game to me is, it makes me feel like I am so football fatigued by the end. Because you get up, if you do get up and watch that game, even if you get up and watch it at halftime, you're starting at 10:30. 10:30 rolls into 1 a.m.
You get up anyway, 10:30, I hope.
But so you're not locked into football is what I'm saying is. So football gets you in at 1 p.m., then it gets you in at 4 p.m., then it gets you in on Sunday night, then it probably gets you in on Monday night. And then you got Thursday night to deal with as well. I think at that point, it's that, especially that Sunday, I'm so football fatigued by 8 p.m.
Well, because you're a big college football guy too, so you're watching all day Saturday.
So I don't know. I think I just need that Sunday morning buffer where you can just do
screw your buffer.
Something.
Screw your buffer. Give me the 9 a.m. I was angry last year.